So the year was 1968, and Romeo Gutierrez knew that he had bone cancer at this stage, and that his chances of surviving were now diminishing. They were narrowing down. So what was Romeo going to do about this? And obviously something to do with Padre Pio, but there was also an unexpected outcome. Hello friends, and welcome to this channel following Padre Pio. And through a series of short stories, we bring you events in the life of our great saint, Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio. Also, we hope you'll be amazed to see what his intercession can do for you. We wish to also thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for your tremendous help and support, because you are the ones who are making these videos possible for everyone. Thank you again for your help. We encourage everyone to be part of this Padre Pio apostolate. It would be tremendous if you could help by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends, with your colleagues. In the story today, Romeo Gutierrez was just 22 years old, and as we said, he knew now that he had bone cancer. So he's obviously looking for a way to try and overcome this situation. And is there a possibility of a spiritual solution? Is there a miracle worker out there? At this point, Romeo had traveled from Mexico to California to be treated for his bone cancer. And while he was there, he decided he's going to join his friends who are making a pilgrimage to Lourdes and also to Padre Pio's friary in San Giovanni Rotondo. So his friends agreed, Romeo's friends agreed, to help him with this journey. It was not always convenient, because sometimes he was just able to walk with his crutches, and other times he couldn't even do that. He had to be carried on a stretcher. So in addition now, Romeo Gutierrez also had an open wound from the operation that needed to be treated and to be cared for. Well, eventually they all arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo. Some days after this, Romeo waited now in the sacristy to meet with Padre Pio. Padre Pio walked through the door, and as he walked through the door, apparently the look on his face was disconcerting, because there was this look of sadness about Padre Pio when he saw Romeo. And so with this, Padre Pio, he now proceeded, he gave Romeo his blessing, and then one of his friends wanted to know, can Romeo expect a miracle? So he asked Padre Pio this. Padre Pio answered with just one word, and that was paradiso, paradise. In other words, Padre Pio was telling him, saying that Romeo would soon be departing from this earthly life to begin an eternal life in paradise. It's actually a very good message. To have the assurance from a saint that you go into paradise is something very comforting. Romeo said that when Padre Pio, frail and suffering as he was, when he stood in front of Romeo and he blessed him, something happened. All of his fear just evaporated, disappeared. His fear of dying was gone. And so this meeting with Padre Pio had occurred just days before Padre Pio's own death. This was September the 22nd, 1968. So Padre Pio went ahead of Romeo. Romeo then returned to Mexico, and he realized as well that he had actually received a tremendous spiritual healing. But also, Romeo had been given an incredible deepening of his faith, and he now had renewed strength and courage. And this was to the extent that he asked his friends not to feel sorry for him. He even said, "Don't be sad. Soon I will be with Padre Pio." And 3 months later, Romeo did die peacefully. So we can remember now the words of our Divine Master, our Lord, when he said to the apostles, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." This had become a reality in his life. "Let not your hearts be troubled in the hour of trial," because Jesus promises real assistance to those who follow him. And this little miracle had really been given to Romeo, and he had overcome the fear of death and now had the assurance of being with Padre Pio in paradise. And soon we're going to have another video with an unexpected outcome. It was based on a prophecy of Padre Pio, totally unexpected result that happened. Do join us for that video. If you're not receiving reminders of our videos, then you do need to make sure that you are subscribed to our channel. And once you subscribe, you click that reminder bell, and there's a little all there, select all. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.